Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello and hi to everyone. Thank you for listening and thank you for tuning in here to MikeSpirit.fm live on Blog Talk Radio, live in Spreaker, live in GH Talk Radio. We're live in as many places as we can. Today I've got an amazing show lined up for you. I've got an amazing guest lined up for you. It's been a bit of a busy weekend, as everyone would know. I've been to Birmingham this weekend, this Friday, to a charity event, which me and Kerry Carr, my partner, went along to and done that event. And I must say, an amazing event it was. You know, we raised £285 for the Birmingham Children's Hospital, which is fantastic. And I do have a little interview I want to play you maybe a little bit later on in the show, of after the show. And there's lots of noise in the background, as you can imagine, where there's people around. But a good friend of mine, Elizabeth Lee Crowther, was with us, and Ken from The Bridge Radio came along to do the interview, as they've been doing lots of advertising for this event. But today's show, we've got a wonderful guest. It's Karen Roberts. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Mike.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great today.
Well, it's a pleasure, Karen, to have you here on Mike Spirit FM. I've been really excited for this show, because it's been quite a while in the making, isn't it? You know, it's been planned for a while.
Yes, it has. Well, I'm bringing the angelic world to your show today and connecting people with their angels.
Okay, so do you want to tell us a little bit more of who Karen Roberts is? Because I know that's in America, because I know that's where you're from. What part of America are you from, Karen?
I am just north of Boston in a beautiful little seaside town called Newburyport, and I am a shaman, angel therapy practitioner, and also a medium, and I do energy healing work. It's connecting with the spiritual realm to help people heal from any blocks or any type of energy that is keeping them stuck or rooted where they are. I tune in, and when you heal the emotional, then the physical soon follows.
Okay, wonderful. So people come to Karen and have all this wonderful information of all the energy work that you do, the healing work you do, the mediumship you do. You offer all that. Is that right?
That's correct. It's a combination, Mike, really, of all the energies together to make healing complete, I would say. The spirit of their loved ones in the physical world will come in on the healing and help me by telling me what energy needs to go and how we can make people more comfortable and less fearful and just to be able to experience inner peace.
Okay, so people can find you on your website, which I know it's newbeginningthroughhealing.com. Is that right?
That's correct. And I do phone healings as well as healings in person.
Okay, so I know you're on Facebook as well, and that's
yes.
Beginnings Through Healing. Is that right?
That's right, yes.
Okay, so I know that my wonderful Kelly has found that on Facebook and everything else, and she will post that link now in the chat room, because I know we've got quite a few people in the chat room as we speak, to
great.
No, just chatting away, and that's already done. Kelly's wonderful, isn't she? So I know that we've already done a little radio interview with yourself, and that went live today, I believe. Is that right?
Yes. It was on today, this morning at 9:30, and everybody was just so thrilled to be able to listen to you and your exciting life story. I had a lot of feedback this morning on that.
Okay, so do you want to tell people where they can go to listen to that show? Because I imagine it is a podcast show. People can download it or listen to it again, can they?
Yes. My show is on Sunday mornings at 9:30 on North Shore 104.9 FM. And the show is also on podcast every Tuesday afternoon. The week's show before is downloaded. So you can just go on the website, North Shore 104.9, and click on my show, New Beginnings Through Healing, and you'll be able to listen to it.
Okay, so that's how you pick up. I mean, I know on that show there that I talked about how I become involved in mediumship and how it all began for me. But Karen, I'm keen to find out how it all began for you.
Okay. Well, when I was a little girl, I used to see faces, and it scared me a little bit. I would see my grandparents who passed early in my life, and you know, I would think, boy, that looks just like Grandpa. And I thought, no, this is crazy. And, you know, I've come to find out that it wasn't so crazy, and that really is who that was. And my gifts used to scare me a little bit. I would, you know, be in contact with people. Either someone would hug me, and a thought would come to mind, and then I would find out that the thought that I had would happen the very next day, or I would think about an event, and then I would find out that the event happened. And so, you know, when I was younger, I was really scared to death because I thought I was actually making these things happen. Yeah. And so, you know, I kind of vowed not to think about it anymore. And then as I grew older, my intuition really was kind of dormant. And a few years ago, about 10 years ago, I had kind of a life-changing event, and I'm the mother of three, and I changed households, if you will. And when I did that, I started to see angels, big angels, and I knew that the angels had come to tell me that I had these gifts and that I needed to start to use them.
I know also on that show that people can listen to where we spoke a little about me coming to USA in June, isn't it? Because I know that I'm planning and actually we're going to meet up. Is that right?
That's right, yes. I would love to have you here in Newburyport and do some gallery mediumship. I know a lot of people who would love to meet you and just do a nice intimate gathering and have a lovely evening.
Well, I know that there's lots being planned in, even as we speak. I know that our wonderful friend June is planning. She's planning lots of parties and events and galleries and private readings. And people can get all this information if they want, which we said on your show, through if you email Mike Davis, USA, the number 2, at AOL.com. If you email there and ask for information, that's where you will have an email back, provide you with all the information of where you will find me, at a venue, I suppose, near you. In around the New Hampshire, the Newbury area, wherever else that is I'm going to be. I believe it's a 2-week event, isn't it? That I'm going to be in New Hampshire and the surrounding areas, which I'm really looking forward to.
Pardon?
I'm really looking forward to do some wonderful work there.
Yes, and you know it's wonderful because you know, those two areas, New Hampshire and coastal Massachusetts, are closely linked. And there's a lot of great places to hold events.
Yes, definitely, definitely. Well, you know, I know that I'm looking forward to that. And if people want information on that, go over to an email of Mike Davis, USA, the number 2, at AOL.com. As I said, Carol, I've got a little clip from last night's, sorry, not last night's, it still feels like last night, mind. An event I done on Friday. And if I may, I'm going to just play that for you and for the listeners to hear. So, well, sit back and enjoy this interview that I done with Ken from The Bridge Radio. Not here in Wales, but in England. So let's just press this button for us.
Okay.
Okay, that was just a little clip, Karen, of what happened on that Friday evening. I know the sound quality wasn't the best, but it was just...
I couldn't hear that, Mike.
You didn't hear it, Karen, did you?
No, I'm sorry, I did not.
Well, maybe we'll sort that for next week's show, and people will be able to hear it tidy, because, you know, nothing's been edited in there. Nothing's been put together, you know, it's just simply recorded off a phone, to be honest with you, and I just plugged that in and way to go. So maybe I'll get that sorted ready for next week and people can listen to that wonderful interview that I did do with Ken Francis there from The Bridge Radio. And you know, Karen, what surprises me the most?
What's that?
Is that, you know, The Bridge is another radio station, Mike Spirit FM is another radio station, your radio station, and you know, we're all happy to work together side by side. You know, there is no my station is better or this is better. It's all working for spirit, isn't it?
It certainly is. We're all light workers and, you know, we support each other.
You know, and that's what makes it so interesting, makes it so happy to work alongside, isn't it? Because, you know, I'm happy to work alongside anyone so long as we, you know, that we're working in the right light and within the right love, then I'm happy to do that.
That's right. You know, they always say that for our business that it's a non-competitive business, which is true, because everybody has their own unique spiritual gifts that will, you know, affect people in different ways. So the people that we're supposed to heal will come to each one of us.
Most definitely. Most definitely. So Karen, so people will come to you for all of the services that you offer.
Yes.
So how can my listeners benefit from your services? Can they just go into your website and click a button and go to a service that you offer them? Is that how it works?
Well, on my website is an explanation of everything I do. And as I was telling you earlier, really all of my gifts almost are wrapped up into one. When people feel that they have a problem that they really have no solution to, or they feel that they are, you know, very anxious, or, you know, picking up energies of the world, maybe they don't understand what their life purpose is. And when I work with the angels, their guidance is very clear for people. And so people come away from the healing feeling much lighter, much clearer. They have a better understanding of where they're headed, where they've been, and even where they are now.
Okay, so once you give them that service, it works so much better, and they feel uplifted and feel happy and content, I suppose. Is that the right word?
Yes, it's a feeling that, you know, a great weight has been lifted off of you. Because what happens is that throughout life, we accumulate energy in our chakra system. And I work with the seven chakras. I don't touch anybody. I just run my hand 6 inches above the body.
Yeah.
And I scan for energy. And the angels actually just show me anything that has traumas or cords that are connected to people, places, or things that no longer serve you. It helps with addictions. It helps with old belief systems, patterns, anything that is not in your highest and best interest anymore is able to become unblocked. It's kind of a co-creation between the healer, me, and the person who is now ready to release these old energies.
Yes, yeah, perfect. Okay. No, it just brings my mind back to last week's show. I had a gentleman on last week who was a shamanic healer. And, you know, he offered something of a similar service, which, you know, obviously it's not about last week's show, it's about this week's show. And I'm trying to put together like a pattern. And I suppose that you work on a very similar basis. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. I am a shaman, and shamanism is actually the oldest of the healing arts, the oldest and most ancient on earth. And shamans are healers to the community at large. They've always been throughout different areas of the world. Shamans have the ability to go back and forth between the spirit and physical world. And so they're able to connect and see what is actually happening beneath the surface.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it all intrigues me. It really does. You know, it excites me because, you know, I've never really touched upon the healing side of things. Even though I've done a little healing, I've practiced a little healing, I don't profess to be a healer, far from the word. But, you know, it all excites me to think, you know, that healing is such a wonderful, you know, I believe it's the most powerful source of energy that can come from the spirit world ever, if I'm honest with you. Because, you know, to bring that comfort to someone when they're down or when they're feeling down, it's far better, I feel, than any communication could ever bring you.
Yes, but make no mistake, Mike, you are a healer and you are doing healing work. You know, just knowing, getting comfort from people who have passed and knowing that death is not an ending but a beginning, and understanding that people that you love never really leave you. You know, they may not be here in the physical form, so what you do is so healing, because a lot of the people that I see are going through grief, and grief can create not only emotional blocks, but I found in the work that I do that it creates physical blocks as well. A lot of times people, when they lose someone, especially at a young age, they will, you know, stuff down their feelings, and it creates things like acid reflux or digestive problems. Sometimes it will get caught in the reproductive system. So all of these emotions, if they're left unchecked and allowed to stay in the chakra system, sometimes can manifest as physical symptoms. So I find when people come to me, especially with respect to grief, that once they know that people are alive and well in the spirit world and they're no longer suffering, and that they're very much present in the lives of the people that they love, it's an amazing healing tonic, if you will.
Most definitely. Okay, so your website again is
newbeginningsthroughhealing.com.
You know, my eyesight just went. newbeginningsthroughhealing.com. And people can go there. And thank you, Kelly, for posting that in the chat room again. And again, on Facebook, New Beginnings Through Healing. That's absolutely wonderful. You know, and I will be checking out, and maybe, you never know. You never know. When I'm there in June, maybe we can exchange something there, and maybe have a bit of healing myself.
I would love to do that with you.
That would be absolutely fantastic. Karen, I'm going to go over to a quick song, okay? Because I know that our caller list has suddenly got full and very, very, very long. So let's go over to a song, and we'll come right back and we'll start picking up the phone lines. Is that okay with you?
Sounds good, Mike.
Perfect. Let's press this button and see what happens. Okay, and how did you like that song?
I love that song. Who wrote that?
That was the script. It's called The Script and The Hall of Fame. You know, it's quite a relatively newish song. Well, actually, I quite like that.
Oh, I like it a lot.
But Karen, I do believe that we are having some technical issues tonight. My fault, totally all my fault. Producing or nothing, as I produce my own show. But I think
I'm sorry, Mike, I missed that. It cut out a little bit.
Okay, I said I think that we are experiencing some technical issues tonight, which is totally my fault. I think the problem is because, obviously, as you know, the Friday night we've done a wonderful charity event, and obviously I had to take half the studio apart to take it to this wonderful charity event. And you know, it's only a few minutes ago I put the studio back together, and I've obviously missed something out. And without trying to sort it out now, because I don't want to lose the show, I think we'll just battle on and go through the way we have. So I do thank people in the chat room for saying that they couldn't hear the beginning of that song, but I'm sure that now all the sound quality is back to normal. So I would appreciate in the chat room if you could tell me if the sound is back to normal. Thank you very much. And we'll try and keep it as normal as we can for the duration of the show. That's something from Karen, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm getting a little static here.
Okay, so shall we go to the phone lines?
Yes, definitely, ready.
Okay, so let's go to the phone lines. So we have June there with us. Hi, June, are you there with us? Hi, June.
Hello?
Hi, June. Can we ask you where you're calling from?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Jane. Okay, I'm sorry. I can't hear you very well. I can hear the lady. I'm Jane calling from Kansas.
Okay, Jane. And you're calling from Kansas. And what was the reason that you called in for?
I just kind of like to see when things are going to start moving forward in my life and, like, pretty much all areas. I feel like I've been stuck for a while.
Okay. Karen, if you don't mind, mind if I start with this one?
Not at all.
Okay, so if you feel as if you want to work alongside me, then please feel free. If not, then you can take the next call and so on and so forth. But Jane, if I start off with you and by saying, you know, my forte is to link to the spirit world, and I'll do that for you if that's okay. Is that all right for you?
Yes.
Okay, bless you, sweetheart, because I know I've got a lady that draws closer with me from the spirit world. I know that this lady makes me aware towards the end of her life that she certainly complained and suffered of her body before she passed away. She does make me aware that her restriction of her movements was very difficult. She wasn't able to get up and about towards the end of her life. She would have always been confined, I want to say, or restricted towards the end of her life before she passed on to the spirit world there. I know that she comes through in this kind of a love feeling here that she's like mum or grandmum. As she makes a connection to you, do you understand your mum from the team that would link there with you in the spirit world?
Yeah, what I hear is that's my mother.
Okay, perfect. And would I be right in saying to you that with your mum, that she always expressed lots of love and lots of healing and lots of upliftment to you? She was very the kind of lady that would always give you encouragement when she was you with us. Is that right?
Well, we might be talking about somebody else. She wasn't real encouraging to me now.
Okay, well, she wants to encourage you now, okay? Because she talks to me about that she wants you to go forward because she understands of the difficulty that's been in your life. Okay? You know, I know that your question was, is my life going to go forward? And she talks to me about that, yes, your life will go forward, but you have to put yourself out there. You have to want it. To move forward for it to do that. Do you understand me?
Okay, yes.
And she does talk to you about that. You feel that you've got a little bit of a lack of support around your life at the moment. Do you understand me?
Yes,
See, and she tells me here that inwardly, that you're crying inwardly. Do you understand me? There's lots of emotion there with you. at the moment. Is that right?
Right.
See, and she talks about this inwardly, that we're crying. All we want is just a little help from those that's closest to us, because she becomes very much aware of that from the spirit world as she makes the connection there to you. Okay? So I know to answer your question, and what she's telling me is, yes, your life will move forward, but you have to put yourself out there first. Okay? Do you understand me?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. There's a gentleman that wants to make his connection here as well, and as I've got this gentleman here with me, he certainly makes me aware that as he's around your life, excuse me, he makes you aware that he would have passed very quickly home to the spirit world, because he tells me it was a very sudden passage. I know he talks to me of his heart. His heart was in trouble throughout his life, so I know that he would have had a few warnings, if you like, before he passed home to the spirit world. But when he went, it was very sudden in the end, he tells me. Okay? Almost as if, honestly, that someone tried to catch him or something there, because he talks to me about falling, and there was somebody there when he fell, and it's almost as if somebody tried to catch him. But he tells me that he's already passed home to the spirit world at that stage. Do you understand that?
From what I can hear of you, it's real hard to hear, but I believe that's my father.
Because I know that that's where he connects, with father. Now, what I've been writing saying to you with father, there was no time for hospitals and ambulances, even though that maybe an ambulance may have been called. There was no time because he'd already gone home to the spirit world. Is that right?
I'm having so much trouble, Mike, hearing you that I really can't even answer anymore.
Okay.
I can't even hear you.
Okay.
It's buzzing so bad.
Okay. Is that a little bit clearer there for you now?
Can I?
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Okay. Yes, Karen, yes, please do.
Is that better? Can you hear...
I can hear you, yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't want to interrupt. Can you hear me? Just because maybe we're... because we're on both the same side of the pond here, but... I just wondered, is alcoholism, does that make sense to you?
Yes, absolutely. I had a sister who passed of alcoholism, and I have another sister who's actually, I'm having some problems with, who's living currently, but she's having a problem with alcoholism. I have a lot of that around my family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see the alcoholic energy around you, and so what your mom is saying is that she's trying to help you. She can help you now more than from heaven than she could in the physical world. Okay. And
okay. Yeah.
And she comes in also with a message. Okay, honey, she's also giving you a message of forgiveness, okay? She's saying that she's sorry for you, and she, you know, when you clear that alcoholic energy, okay, and what I'm doing for you right now is trying to lift that from your chakra, okay? So can you take a big, deep breath for me?
Uh-huh, yeah, I will.
Okay. Okay, and just kind of center yourself, and I'm going to lift that alcoholic energy. Your loved ones are all around you. They show me like a semicircle around you, and we're going to take that, all those toxins that have plagued your family for a very long time, and I'm going to call on the Archangel Raphael, who is the addiction specialist, okay? And if you exhale when I tell you to, I'd like you to think about releasing this entire energy from your body, okay? So I'm going to say 1, 2, 3, and you're going to exhale, okay? You ready?
Okay. Uh-huh.
All right? Okay. So I just want you to think about releasing. Just picture an alcohol bottle, okay? And I'm going to... I am working to open your chakra, okay? Because do you also have digestive issues?
I do. Uh-huh. I have that.
Okay. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to I'm going to put some healing energy into your third chakra, which is all about digestion, okay? So I want you to suck in as much air as you can without hurting yourself, all right? You ready to do that?
Okay.
And
tell me when.
When I say three, you're going to let it out. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So inhale. One, two, three, blow it out. Nice. Nicely done. Beautiful. So you're now cleared. And I have one more suggestion for you, because that's all I can do on the air right now. I don't want to take up too much time. But one more suggestion for you is to write on a piece of paper, Dear Archangel Raphael, and tell him about the addictions that are plaguing your sister and whoever else is having that problem, okay?
Yeah.
I want you
yeah.
to write that on a strip of paper, and I would like you to put it in a plastic cup and fill the cup with water and put it in the freezer, okay? So Archangel Raphael is a master at freezing addictions, all right? So you talk to him, and you will start to see some healing energy in your life. And if you would like to do a complete healing, you know, give me a call sometime. Okay, honey?
I'll get in touch with you very soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Karen.
You're welcome, sweetheart. You take care.
Thank you to both of you.
Thank you,
okay,
Karen.
Thank you
for calling in. You know, it's a wonderful way of having a communication and a wonderful way of bringing that healing through to you. But remember, please download a copy of your reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. As soon as the show is finished, it will become available. And I say thank you very much for calling.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Karen, wasn't that wonderful?
Wasn't that wonderful? Yeah. Her whole family, thank you for bringing her family in, because that started like, what I saw, Mike, was like a waterfall effect, you know. As soon as you brought them in, then they started to speak all together, you know.
Most definitely. Well, let's try and do the same here with our next caller, okay? And, you know, Karen, I think
okay.
that worked so well there. I think that we'll continue that pattern through the duration of the show, if you don't mind. Is that okay for you?
Yeah, if that's how you want to play it, that's perfect with me.
Well, it seemed to work well on the last one, so let's bring in our next caller. And may I say, you know, if I didn't get a chance to screen your calls at the beginning of the show, don't worry, you are still in the caller list, you are still in the caller queue. I may not call out your name, I may call your area code, but hang on in there, we'll come to you as soon as we can. And this is Suzanne. Hi, Suzanne, you're there with us.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you, Suzanne. Can we ask
good.
You where you're from?
Florida.
From Florida, wonderful. You know, I remember my time in Florida last year was absolutely, the weather was absolutely glorious, it really was. And, you know, I caught a cold. One more question.
The weather's beautiful. The weather is really pretty, yeah. Beautiful.
Okay. Susan, can I ask you what the reason was that you called in for?
Well, I mean, I'd love to hear from loved ones. I have several people, you know, my family that have passed. But also, I did go for a mammogram, and this Wednesday I have to go to see a specialist to see if I need a biopsy. So I'm a little nervous about that.
Okay, then I'll do my very best to you for you to make a link to the spirit world. Okay. And then maybe Carol can pick up on that biopsy there and see what's going on.
Okay.
There's a lady here, first of all, that wants to connect me with yourself, okay? And as this lady connects you with me, I know that she brings lots of love to mum's side of the family, because she talks to me about being on mum's side. I know that she's a lady that carries a little bit of weight with her before she passes home to the spirit world there. She's certainly a lady that I want to see that would like to keep herself active towards the end of her life, and she tells me that she didn't give up, she fought as hard as she really could until the moment she passed, she tells me. Now, she does say to me as well here that where she connects to me, that you must have been with her either just before or as she passed on to the spirit world, because this lady offers her hand out to me, and I know whenever they do that, that tells me that there was someone there, and it must have been yourself, that was there with her either just before or as she passed into the spirit world. Do you understand this?
I'm not really sure. Well, did you say she had a lot of weight?
No, I said she carried a little bit of weight.
Meaning, what do you mean, body-wise, weight-wise?
Yeah.
Or?
No,
so that has to be my grandmother.
That's your grandmother, perfect, okay.
But because, I wasn't with my grandmother at the time when she passed.
Okay, but you understand that there was somebody with her when she passed, is that right?
Yes.
Perfect, okay, because I know that that's what she does. So this, whoever was with her is close to you, is that right?
Close to her. She's actually passed, right? She passed.
Okay.
The woman that was with her when she passed last year.
Okay, that's fine. As long as you understand the information, okay? And the information was that somebody was with her when she passed. Even though the lady has passed on to the spirit world, now that doesn't matter, okay? The information she provides is what's important there to you, okay? Now, she talks to me that she's been around your life, okay? And she talks to me about the, I want to say the upset here within your life. Do you understand there's been, obviously there's been upset to do with this problem that you spoke about. But there's been other issues going on in your life at the moment, is that right?
Yes. Very hard to hear you. I'm struggling and I want to hear every word. It's like, oh, so frustrating.
I know, I do apologize. It's the fact that I pulled the studio all apart just the other day. And you know what? I didn't really put it back together as quick as I should have. But I do apologize about that. You know, I'm working frantically to try and get it right and to bring the show back to normal, to speak. You know, I'm doing my best.
I know. So this woman that was with my grandmother, she's around me?
I don't know yet. I'll find out for you.
Okay.
So this lady that was with your grandmother, this must be like your mum, is that right?
No, it's not my mother, because my mother was in New York and she died in Florida, and my aunt was with her, and I became very close to my aunt, and she recently passed. Well, not recently, last year, so.
Right. Okay, so if you would have been close to your aunt, you didn't know why she would come through on like a motherly vibration for you, is that right?
Yes, in a way, yeah.
Okay, perfect, because I know that's what she's come to say to me, okay, that she comes through on this motherly vibration, and she wants to just embrace you at the moment, put her arms around you, and just comfort you and give you the comforting words that she needs to give you. Okay? So now I've got your grandmother, I've got your aunt that comes through, you know, like a lot of support, a lot of energy there from the spirit world to you at the moment. Okay? There's something to do with like being like a set of crutches then, one either side of you, okay, just to aid you through this little time of your life, because I feel I need to teach you that, you know, as soon as you get to the other side of this bridge, things will become a little bit clearer there for you then. Okay, do you understand this?
Yeah, but it's very, very hard to make out what you're saying.
Okay. Karen, do you want to come in there, and I'm going to try and sort out this sound issue here.
Hello?
Certainly. Hi, dear.
Hi,
Karen.
Can you
hear me okay?
I hear you good. Great.
Good. How are you doing?
Okay.
well,
hot right now.
We're on the same continent here, I'm sure. And forgive me, but what is your first name, dear?
Suzanne.
What is your first name?
Suzanne.
Okay. Suzanne, as I tune into your energy, what they show me, and again, I am not a doctor, and I do not do any diagnosis, nor am I a substitute for any, you know, medical or psychological counseling. But what I'm seeing is they do show me something that something small that is on your breast, almost just below it is what I see. But I do have the feeling that it will be fine. I don't see any darkness around it. So I feel like it would be okay to use the word benign, but again, I'm not a physician, so I don't like to diagnose.
You're right. It is very small. It is very small. That's what they said. It's very small.
Okay, good. And the other... Wonderful. And I really do feel like you're going to be fine. So one of the things you can do to facilitate your healing is they show me that you have... a little bit of do you have a relationship that is that you're angry with someone or resentful of someone in some or someone wronged you in some way? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And so when you lift unforgiveness from your heart, I want you to know that the angels have taught me that everything comes from the heart. And when you release that unforgiveness with this person, okay, and realize that what forgiveness is doesn't mean what the other person did was right, but it's more like you're not willing to haul that around or carry it around anymore, okay? Because what happens is that when you have anger and unforgiveness in your heart, it manifests in your body. And they show me with you, it's like a lack of, you perceive this as being a lack of love, okay? And is this making sense to you?
Yes, yes.
Okay,
but it could refer to two people. One just passed, and I can't resolve it because he passed, so.
Okay, but you really can resolve it, and it doesn't, the thing that you have to remember is that it doesn't matter whether they're past or they're here. You can actually ask, if you would call on Archangel Michael, okay,
mm-hmm.
do you know who he is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Archangel Michael is here to rid the world of fear and scarcity, okay? And he shows me a lot of fear around your heart. And so if you call on him and ask him to lift the fear and just know that it doesn't matter what that other person did, you're just not willing to hold it in your body and in your mind anymore. And that itself will help with the forgiveness, and that will in turn heal your body.
Right. Okay, makes sense. I'll try that. I'll do that.
Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate
you are very welcome.
Thank you, Susan, and thank you, Karen, and I hope that the sound is right up there for you.
Oh, God, I can't hear.
I can't hear you either, Mike, at this point.
You can't hear me at all?
I can hear you, but it sounds very, very faint.
A little bit, very low. Very faint.
Okay. Is that any better for you?
No, it still sounds faint, but I'll tell you, Archangel Michael is a genius at fixing mechanical things, and I'm asking him right now to help you fix this, okay?
You know, I think that's what I need. Just bear with me a second. Suzanne, if you can hear me, please go to the archives of Mike Spirit FM and I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Oh, I can hear you now. Mike, I can hear you.
You can hear me now, yeah?
Yes, Mike, I can hear you.
Isn't that perfect?
That's a miracle.
See, Archangel Michael always comes in.
Crazy.
Okay, thank you, Suzanne, for calling in, and thank you, Karen, for that wonderful communication there. Susan,
Mike, I have one question.
Yes,
is there any? I miss what you said about any messages from, you know, my aunt or what did you say? So I just. Because I could hear you now, so just,
okay.
Do you remember?
What I was saying to you is that your grandmother and your aunt is around you from the spirit world, okay?
Okay.
They understand and they sympathize with your condition. And what they want to do, they want to be of a support to you from the spirit world, like a set of crutches, to aid you through this life at the moment, okay? But I know I need to say to you that of where they are, they're there to help you and not to give up. Don't give up, because I know that's the important thing there. About not giving up. Do you understand this?
No. Oh, well, yes and no. Yes.
Okay. Would I be right in saying to you that you've had thoughts of like, oh, I've had enough of all this. I don't want to do it no more.
Yeah, sometimes I guess I do, yeah.
Okay. See, the answer to that question is, okay, don't give up. Your grandmother and your aunt will be by your side every step of the way, bringing the upliftment and the healing to you, okay? You know, they'll always be with you, and they'll always walk side by side with you, Suzanne. Okay, does that help you a bit there?
Yes, it does, Mike.
Okay,
thank
bless
you
your
so
heart,
much.
Sweetheart.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. You know, please do download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Bye now. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, well, now the sound is cleared up. Let's go to the next call, and I do believe that we have Joanne online there with us. Hi, Joanne, are you there with us?
Hi, I am.
Hi, Joanne. Can
Hi.
I ask you where you're calling from there?
I'm calling from San Diego area.
Okay, perfect. And what was the reason that you called in for?
Well, I have so many questions, so it's not so much a question as I wanted to see what was out there for me. I do know that I've had some questions about whether I need healing and that. I feel like there's family around me. I've been told that, without giving too much away, I just have been, had somebody talk to me about my abilities, which
Let me stop you there, Joanne. Let me stop you there because, I don't really want you to give me any more information because it's up to me and Karen to provide you with the evidence of life after death. So if that's okay, I'll just get on with communicating with the spirit world and giving you of what I've got. Is that okay?
Yes, please.
Okay. Okay, please, and let me start off there with you with a gentleman that I want to link with there from the spirit world that comes through and wants to be remembered and recognized there to me there from the spirit world. And as he does come through, I believe I want to say there to you that he would have been quite a well-built gentleman there before he passed on to the spirit world. He tells me that his passing was a very long, drawn-out passing there before he went to the spirit world as well. But I know that he talks to me about, he enjoyed his life and he'd done what he wanted to do with his life. Do you understand of him?
I think so.
Okay. And see, he makes you aware of being quite rounded in his features before he passed as well. Does that make sense there to you?
What does that mean?
He was quite rounded in his face.
Possibly, yeah.
Okay. See, and I believe that he wasn't all that old of when he passed. I believe I want to say maybe his late 50s, maybe touching his early 60s when he passed on to the spirit world. Is that right?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, perfect, because I know that he comes through and he stands right by the side of me at the moment, and he says to me that he's been in your life, okay? He's been around your life, and he sees that there's been... Will I be right in saying to you that there's been a bit of upset in your life at the moment, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, and there's been lots of hurt in your life?
Yes.
And certainly lots of emotion, because he talks to me of the emotion that's been around your vibration, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. See, because I know that he brings the hurt, the emotion, and the upset in here. And would I be right in saying to you that you feel a little lost in the direction of where you need to be with all this? Is that right?
Yes, absolutely.
See, he also talks to me here. He also talks to me there, Joanne, about your awareness. Okay, now I know that you said about you've been told about your development and so on there. But let me talk to you about your awareness. Would I be right in saying to you that you're becoming more aware of the spirit world now than you've ever been in the past? Is that right?
Yes.
And it's coming through a little stronger, a little bit more vibrant is the right word I'm looking for. Do you understand this?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying to you that you're starting to see things every now and again? Is that right?
Yes, maybe sensing, yes.
Okay, good. Because I know that I've been told about that your sleep pattern hasn't been right of late as well. Do you understand that your sleep pattern's been out to the window as well of late?
Yes.
Okay. See, because I know that he tells me about just... See, you've been suffering with headaches as well there, Joanne. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, because I know that he just brings the headaches around me and you know... Would I be right in saying to you that you feel as if you're carrying the world upon your shoulders at the moment?
Yes. Well, yes.
Okay. And there's two in particular around you that you feel as if you're doing so much for, and you're getting very little back. Is that right?
Yes, but I've kind of distanced myself from them.
Okay, so because he makes me aware of this condition around your life, okay? And he says to me that, you know, so long as you stay strong and stay committed to yourself, you will do what you need to do, okay? Because if I say to you that you're quite good on saying one thing and doing something else, is that right?
I'm sorry, say that again?
That you're quite good at saying one thing and doing something else.
That I'm good at saying one thing and doing something else?
Yeah.
No.
You quite often
really
do that, don't you?
If I say I'm going to do it, I do it.
You know these two that I just spoke about that that you said you've distanced yourself from now?
Uh-huh.
Would I be right in saying to you, with them two in particular, that you have kind of, you were saying one thing and doing something else concerning them?
I say that I don't feel, you know, that I'm trying to, you know, keep them out of my life, and I think about them a lot.
Okay.
I pray for them.
Okay, well, that's good. Will you keep those prayers going off there? Because, you know, this gentleman, in particularly in the spirit world, is aware of those prayers going off to them, okay? Is aware that, you know, you are trying of your best, you're doing of your best, but you feel you're banging your head against a brick wall. You're not getting anywhere very fast. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, because I know that that's what he has come to say there to you. Karen, do you want to add anything in there?
Yes, I would, Mike. A couple of things. So, you live right in the city, right? Is that correct?
I live in a suburb, but yeah, it's in a city.
Okay. So, what I see around you is some magnetic resonance from either train tracks or power plant or city energy.
And, that's where I work.
Okay. And
which I spend most of my time there, so.
Okay. And so what happens with transit systems like that is
mm-hmm.
that they give off some energy that can create things like headaches. And what I strongly urge you to do, and they show me this is also a disruption in your sleep pattern. It's carried over to where you are. What they show me is that if you could pick up some rose quartz crystals, okay,
uh-huh.
And put them on your windowsills, both at work and at home, that will dispel. There's something called piezo electricity, which means that the crystal actually picks up the energy and disperses it before it hits you. Okay. And
okay.
So I'd like you to just kind of rose quartz come in all shapes and sizes, and so you know you can get some of those for your windowsills. The other thing the angels are asking me to do is to clear out your office of some discordant energy, okay? There are some competitive people in your office, is that correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I am right now lifting the, even if you don't really have windows, they are showing me that the windows are being opened, and they are clearing out your energy in there. You would do well to surround yourself in purple light before you go in there. And you just need to, I don't know if you know who Archangel Michael is, but he just fixed our radio station and did all kinds of things. So he's amazing at protecting you. And because you're such a wide open person that you have, when you have healing abilities like we all do, then what happens is you become more sensitive to other people's energy. And so that's what what happens is that you start to feel it physically. And so as a sensitive being, you would do well to call on Archangel Michael and ask him for his purple light, which will protect you from the competitive people. And what they're telling me to tell you, too, is to detach from the drama there. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, try so hard. You have no idea. I just sit at my desk and try to ignore everything.
Okay, so they are eventually going to get you out. And what they show me is that you are a healer. They show me Reiki for you, and also even massage therapy. And you could do a lot of healing with that. And they show me you're a very gentle person. They also show me that your throat chakra is a little enlarged, that it's difficult for you to speak up. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm going to ask you to do is to, again, call on the angels to help you stand in your power, okay, and be strong. And, you know, just it, once you start to, surround yourself in purple light, that will cut the cords to these people that are a lot more competitive than you are, okay, because all light workers like we are tend to be very gentle, loving people. And so what you need to do is to try not to, you want to try to uplift your energy by, again, calling on the angels and be a role model for peace rather than being bogged down by them. Because what it shows me is, like, by the end of the day, that it's almost like a hammer on your head is what I see. So
yeah,
if
but it
you,
just makes me angry.
Right. And so you don't want to be angry because that stays in your body. And so a good thing is to take salt baths when you get home. You know, salt is the ultimate cleanser. And so you can put like a cup of sea salt and some lavender oil in a bath, and that will help you detox from your place of work. And the last thing I want to tell you is that we need a lot of healers in the world, and your end of the world needs a lot of healing. And so they want you to start to read books and take some courses. And they show me you transitioning out of the toxic office and transitioning into a healing practice to do with Reiki. And I see you surrounded by massage therapy. So,
really?
Yes. I do, and they show me that you have power in your hands. And so as you take these courses, take a Reiki 1 course, you'll start to learn how to deal with this whole thing, and pretty soon you'll be out, and you'll be in a career that, you know, supports you financially, physically, spiritually, and every way.
Wow, that's awesome. Now I have to ask you, Karen, if I can't put the rose quartz by the windows, can I wear it? Like as a bracelet or set it on my desk?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, yeah, the other thing isn't possible. It's you know, there's no sills and they're just big glass windows. And
yeah, I got that, so, but they're fixed. Yeah.
Now, do you sense my guides around me?
I do. We all have spirit guides. I see a lot of Indian energy around you. Does that make sense?
Very nice. Yes, ma'am. It does.
Okay, Native American Indian.
Yes, I am Native American.
Yeah, so you can call on them. There's a chief that's there. I don't know his name, but they show me the Hopi Indians, actually, Hopi.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I would do is, you know, I would just meditate and tune into them, and they will tell you what you have to know. And if you want to ever go further, you want healing, definitely go on my website or give me a call.
Awesome. I'm sitting here looking at your website right now.
Okay. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you,
thank
Karen,
you.
And thank you so much, Mike.
The pleasure is all ours, Joanne. It really is. Remember, download a copy of your reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and I'm going to say thank you very much for calling.
I will. Thank you. Have a wonderful week, guys.
Thank you. Bye now.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. You know, Karen, time seems to fly. You know, we're over halfway through the show, and you know, time just goes so fast, doesn't it?
It's amazing how fast it goes.
It really does. You know, at this point, we would normally play another song, but, you know, I'm a little bit hasty to do that at the moment because of maybe the, taking the studio apart and putting it back together. Maybe it's not the best thing to do just before a show. But never mind. Never mind. Let's move on. Let's go to the next caller. And this is Joy. So, hi, Joy. Are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Joy. Can I ask you where you're calling from there?
North of Toronto.
Perfect. And what was the reason that you called in for, Joy?
I would just like to know financially how I'm doing, will I do better, and what spirits are out there to tell me that.
Okay, well, my forte is to link to the spirit world, as you know there, Joy.
Mm-hmm.
And I will do that there for you and see what comes of that. So if that's okay, I'll do that for you. Is that okay?
Yep.
Okay. Now, I know that I'm aware of someone that links closely there to you. I'm not sure who it is in a minute. But I'm just aware of their energy as they come forward. Now, let me talk to you of an energy that's very much of a... okay, I know who it is now. Thank you very much. See, sometimes they don't step in close enough right at the very beginning, but this one now has stepped in, and this is of a gentleman that would have been here with us that I believe that would link to your dad's side of your family of when he was here with us. He does seem to be a bit of a joker, if I can say that there to you, before he passes on to the spirit world, because he seems to want to laugh. And he particularly laughs about the mixer that's been giving me the bit of a trouble here tonight. And, you know, he laughed at the way that I was panicking at the beginning of the show there, because he finds it funny. And I know that's the way he would have been in this life. He was very much of a dub hand at fixing things of when he was here with us, because I know that he says to me, out of my way, I'll show you how to use this thing. And I believe that that's the way he comes through with me. So I know that he links to your dad's side of the family. So do you understand of a gentleman in the spirit world that was very much of a man that would turn his hand to do most things before he passed home to the spirit world?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
Okay, let me go on with a bit more evidence there for you from him. Because he does make me aware that when he was with us, that he was quite a gentleman that's taller than myself. I want to put him maybe around the 5'10", 5'11", of his height of when he was here with us.
Sorry, Mike, and it's on my father's side?
Yes, I believe it's your father's side.
Okay.
Okay. I do believe, I want to say to you that, as I said, he's quite a joker. He would like to be, like, part of lots of... member of lots of different things, whether you would be like a member of his local club or something, but he makes me aware of being a member of lots of different things of when he was with us here in this life. He does talk to me about enjoying his life to the fullest. He does tell me that when he passed, he went first, so meaning that he passed before his partner. So whether his partner is still here with us or now she's in the spirit world, I don't know, but he says, I went first home to the spirit world. Now, let's talk to you on your father, because you still seem a little bit unsure to me. So let's go back maybe to a generation where I would call your granddad. Let's look around your granddad. And would I be right in saying that your granddad would come from quite a large kind of family of when he was here with us? Is that right?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know. No.
All right. Okay. Okay. You know what? I respect that, because... you ask me about my family, and I would probably say exactly the same as I don't know, or I would have to ask, okay? But so let's just work with him, okay, and see what he comes out with, okay?
It wouldn't be my son, would it? How old is this person?
You know, I don't believe it's your son. I really don't, okay? It doesn't mean that your son is not their mind, okay?
Mm-hmm.
See, as you're saying, son, I'm suddenly becoming aware of passing very quick, as if I want to be involved in some kind of accident. So what if your son passed through some kind of accident? Okay, bless his heart. He is there, and I'll work with him in just a few minutes, but I need to tie up first with this other gentleman, the links on your dad's side, okay? Because he talks to me about, you know, you've been battling hard with your life at the moment, and you've been trying so so hard to see the way forward, but it seems to be as if it's like a blockage, if you like, in front of you. I'm not meaning by people, but I mean by the conditions as in your life. You seem as if there's like a block in front of you. Every time you walk forward, you seem to come against a brick wall. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. See, because he is aware of that. Now, would I be right in saying that since your son has passed, this has been difficult since he has passed? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. See, because again, I'm aware that since he has passed, it's been very difficult and it's been one thing after another. And would I be right in saying to you that you haven't even had the time or the chance to kind of grieve the loss of your son? Is that right?
Yeah, many.
Okay. See, because I know that I'm being made aware that, I wish I had more time. I wish that I was able to do things. But your life seems to have gone like 100 miles an hour in different directions.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that your son comes into the communication here because that's who you would want to come through. And he says to me that, since he's been in the spirit world, he sees things from a different light now. And he sees things a lot clearer, if I can say that there to you. And as he talks to me about things being clearer, that's what I need to put in your life. Things will become clearer because it's like a cloudy vision, if you like, for want of a better word. That's what you have at the minute, a bit of a cloudy vision, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, your son was a boy that liked his life, enjoyed his life. Is that right?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying that of when he was with us, that he would do absolutely anything what's the right word? I'm not saying like a thrill seeker, or somebody that would do anything for laugh, but he seems as if I just want to enjoy my life. My life is to live.
Yep.
Not to be sat around all day. Do you understand of this?
That's right. And he was a joker.
Okay, perfect. See, because that's where he comes in. But where the other gentleman would have a go at fixing things, your son would put things in the place so it would seem to be broke, but not really.
Hmm.
Okay? Like putting a little spanner in the works, for want of a better word, because that's what he comes through with, that, that he would put a spanner in the works just to make it seem as if it's broke. But he knew exactly of how to make it right.
Yep.
And for some reason, this is what he talks to me about in your life. He wants to make it right, okay? Now, I know that you spoke to me about financially, is it going to get better? Would I be right in saying to you that you've been sending lots of, we call them CVs here in the UK, I know you call them resumes in the USA. You've been sending lots of resumes out there, haven't you?
No.
Why am I being told that you haven't? Then why do I want to say about sending the resumes out?
I don't know.
Is this something that you've thought of doing or that you want to move into a different route of your life or change a job or look to start in something new? Do you understand of this?
No.
Okay. For some reason, he talks about the resumes, and I'm not going to go away from it. I'm going to give it to you exactly the way that it comes in, because otherwise I wouldn't be true to myself. And, I've never done that. I've never done it in 20 years. I'm not going to start now. But he does talk to me about the resumes. So remember I'm saying it to you because I know it's important. And I know that of what I need to say to you is that it will work for you, okay? Why does your son want to say thank you to you? What have you done special for your son over the last few days or few weeks there? Would you understand you've done something in his memory or something?
No, but I always put flowers. I have flowers here with him.
Isn't that perfect? Okay, because I want to say thank you. Okay, even though that you're saying no, you haven't done nothing special. You just put flowers. That's very special, isn't it? Okay, because he just brings that in, and he wants me to say thank you to you there for bringing them in for him. Okay, because it's that thought process, it's that thought pattern that the flowers are given with. He wants to bring that love and that bond there back to you. Okay.
Mhm.
Now, he would do absolutely anything to help out, wouldn't he?
Yep, he would.
Why does he talk to me about digging? I don't know if you want to... he wants to put a shovel in my hand and start digging for some reason. Would you understand why I would want to do that around your life at the minute?
No.
Why does he talk to me about being out in the garden?
I don't know. It's snow out there.
I have
it's
no idea.
Snowing there.
Yes.
He puts a shovel in my hand as if I want to be out in the garden. So okay. So if it's snowed down at the minute there with you, you know, would I be right in saying that it's like clearing the path? This is something that your son would have done when he was here with us. Is that right?
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay. Well, he just puts a shovel in my hand, and I know that he talks to me about making your life easier, okay? So if it is that he wants to clear the snow, then that's absolutely perfectly fine. But he just talks to me here about he wants to make your life a little easier, okay? And as things develop and as things change, he just wants to bring that back in there for you to understand. Okay? Does that help you a bit?
Yeah.
Perfect. Karen?
I just have one little thing to say is that what the angels are telling me is that you are concentrating on too much on what you don't have, okay? And it's very important with the universe to talk in the positive, let positive thoughts bring positive results. So when you concentrate on what you don't have or lack, that's what the universe brings you. Okay, does that make sense? Just all that money worry?
Yep.
Okay, yep. And so instead, what they show me for you, they would love you to write, to start a gratitude journal, okay, where you write down everything that you're grateful for in your life, and that will start to bring positive energy to you. So you want to concentrate on prosperity and think abundantly. And so even for what seems to be the smallest things, because they show me that they try to put messages in front of you, like they're giving you direction, but you're not seeing it, okay? They show me that, are you hearing ringing in one ear?
Sometimes.
Okay, so what they show me is that you are clairaudient, my dear, and so that ringing is your angels trying to talk to you. And so what you need to say when you hear that, particularly they show me in the middle of the night they're trying to talk to you, is that, yes, I hear you, please give me a message in a way that I can clearly understand. So you want to be looking for messages on the radio, okay, through songs and music. And they even sometimes will change the station on you without you even knowing it, so that you will hear the right, there's a message in those songs. And so what angels do is they repeat the message until it's understood, okay? And so because you're clairaudient, they're going to come through music. The other thing they show me is other people, when you hear names that sound familiar to you, if you're overhearing conversation, whether you're in the grocery line or wherever you are, you're going to overhear a conversation and there's a message in there, okay? So that's how the angels work. They drop messages through other people, through media, through books falling off the shelf at bookstores, and they're trying to point the way for you, okay?
All right.
Okay, and are you creative? Are you an artist, or did you used to paint?
No.
Never?
No, never.
Okay. Is there something artistic that you do?
No.
Okay. Well, there's something, they're showing me then some type of message that's going to come through the art in some way, or there's something to do with the arts. I'm not sure what it is. I'm not sure if it's the musical arts or the artistic arts or painting or what, but they're speaking to you through, they want you to become more creative is what I'm thinking, to try to, you know, creative solutions.
Okay.
You want to make sure that you want to ask them to pray for awareness, okay, that open your eyes to the message of spirit. Open your, in your ear chakras, you know, be listening. You don't have to listen too intently, but, you know, tell them you're listening and to give you a message in a way that you clearly get it, okay?
All right.
All right? Your son's working with the angels here, and they show me through music or some, you know, you are going to hear something. And it has to do with creativity in the arts. So, you know, just ask them to open your senses so that you are able to pick up on it, okay?
Okay. Great. Thank you very much, guys.
Okay, you're absolutely
welcome.
Perfect. Thank you very much for calling there, Joy. Remember,
you,
please do download a copy of that reading in the archives.
I will.
Of FM. Okay,
I will. Thank
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Bye. Okay, Carol, let's go to our next caller. I'm going to go to area code 352. Hi, area code 352. Can I take your name, please?
My name is Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. And can I ask you where you're calling from there?
Florida.
From Florida. Absolutely wonderful. Which part of Florida are you in?
It's near, like, Orlando, Ocala.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I imagine I would have drove through your place when I stayed there in Orlando. And traveled back and forth to West Palm Beach for a few days. So I would imagine I would have drilled through your way. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so what was the reason that you called in for?
I'm having a bit of a problem, and I just wanted to know, when am I going to be able to move?
Okay, well, my forte is to link to the spirit world. Okay, I'm bringing the evidence that life continues on after the death of that physical body. So if I may, I'll continue on with that and see what happens. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
Okay. Now, please, would you understand of a lady for me, please, because I know I've got a lady that draws closer to me. This lady makes her way that she went home very suddenly to the spirit world because she says to me, I passed very quickly, their son, she says to me. So I know that she passed very quickly home to the spirit world. She does talk to me here about being a very fiery, feisty kind of a lady, if I can say that there, too, without being offensive, because she says to me, I always done exactly what I said I was going to do, and the bigger they are, the harder they fall. Do you understand of a lady like this for me that, in the spirit world?
No, I don't.
Okay. She links to your mum's side of your family because she comes towards mum's side.
Okay.
So let's look up on your mum's side. I don't know if you have to go back a generation to your grandma or something there, but I know that she links to your mum's side of your family. She does talk to me about being quite closely connected there to you. Would I be right in saying that mum, now I don't know whether your mum is you or in the spirit world, it doesn't matter to me, but would I be right in saying that there's three to do with your mum, whether she has three sisters or there's, she's one of three? Would you understand the three to do with your mum?
Yes.
Okay. See, because she tells me that's where she connects. Okay, that's where she connects. So let's spread our minds a little there, okay? I know that most of us want our mums, dads, or sons, or daughters to come through. But sometimes, you know, we have to just work with who we have, okay?
Mm-hmm.
and not so much demand of the spirit. But I know that this lady is around you, and she talks to me about this condition of what you talk about moving. When are you going to be able to move? And she says to me there that, you know, you've kind of had enough of where you are because it seems to be one bad memory, one after another, after another. Would you understand of this?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying there to you that the more bad memories is, it's a place. Now, I don't know if you have children yourself, but it's like, I want better than this. Do you understand of her?
Yes.
Because I'm being told that you want better than this, and you know, deep down, and I don't even, I've been corrected, it's not so much, you are a nice person yourself. Do you understand? You are a wonderful energy, is that right?
Yes.
And you know, I know that you're a very sympathetic, very much of a caring kind of a person in your character wise. Do you understand of this?
Yeah, that is true. Okay.
Good, because I know, see, because that's what she tells me. So she obviously knows you. So please do a bit of researching on her, because she knows so much about you and about your life. And you know, she does say to me there that you know, it seems to be, you know, sometimes we can get in with the wrong crowd. She makes me aware of being like, it's not our fault. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay. And I don't know if it is that you've got in with the wrong crowd, and you know, I don't mean it to come out that way, but I have to give it the way I get it and the way I see it. And it's like, it's not your fault. And that's the reason why we want to move from there, because it's affecting everything that we do in our vibration. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know that she talks to me well as well here about the closer that she connects there with you from the spirit world, that she wants me to say to you that, you know, there is something going to be offered to you very, very, very soon. Now, excuse me for saying it the way I'm going to, but your place of where you're staying now, it's not your own. So is it like a rented accommodation or something?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
It is horrible.
Okay.
They take forever to fix the toilets. It's just so horrible, which I should be thankful. I should come out positive and be thankful because I have a roof over my kids' heads and animals' heads, and I'm thankful. But, yes, I'm ready to
okay.
own, yes.
Okay, see, because I know it's a rental, okay? It's not your own. And I know that you know, you'd love nothing more than having your own place, having your own whether it be apartment or or whatever it is, but I know that you want your own because you want to put your own stamp on it, if I can say that there to you. Do you understand this?
Yes, that is right on, yes.
Okay. See, because that's what she has come to say. Doesn't that prove to you that she's around your vibration there from the spirit world? Doesn't it prove to you that she, even though that you might not think or can think of who she is, that she links there with you and she knows so much about your life?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
See, for some reason as well, she talks to me about, no, I'm not a doctor, and I know Karen has mentioned that Karen's not a doctor either, which is, you know, absolutely right. But would I be right in saying that to you that there's something to do with, like, a medical condition that you would want me to address the minute?
Yes.
Okay. See, because she talks to me about addressing a medical condition, and she says to me, you know, that... Instead of being unsure about it, just get it sorted. Do you understand why she tells me that?
So get my medical condition sorted?
Yes.
Hmm.
Do you understand why I would say that to you?
No.
Okay.
Maybe because I have panic attacks and they're trying to adjust my medicine.
Okay.
I don't know.
Isn't that perfect? Okay, so if it is that you're suffering from panic attacks and the medical profession wants to adjust your medication, get it sorted, okay? Get it right. Because I know
yes.
it's not working at the minute, it's not being right there for you at the minute, and she wants everything to create a balance, everything to be right in your life. So when this opportunity comes for you to own your home, it's like a clear run, if you. It's like a smooth transaction from one thing to another. Because she says to me there, the last thing that she wants is more upset in your life. Does that help you a bit?
Can she tell me when I will?
You know, I cannot predict the future for you. I really can't. Okay. But of what I will say to you that you know, I know it's certainly not going to be within the next few weeks. I want to say maybe the next few months. Okay. As I said, you know, I can't predict the future. I'm not a fortune teller. Of what
right.
I do is linked to the spirit world and give you the information of life after death.
Right.
I don't know if you want to add in some of their Karen there to this.
Yes, I can add a few things, Mike. So one thing that they show me about your heart is that there's an abundance of sugar and caffeine in your diet. Is that correct?
Yes, I like coffee.
Okay. So can I tell you that anxiety is what happens is when you put all that sugar and caffeine in your body, it's like an explosion going off. And that results in anxiety. Okay. You know, sure, it's partly emotional too, but the sugar and the caffeine is really a catalyst for that. And so it will heighten your anxiety and make it that and magnify it and make it bigger than you can handle. Okay, does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And so the first thing that they want you to do is to give up caffeine and sugar. And I want you to know, too, that when you want to start a new life like you do, okay, that old saying, you are what you eat, that is very true. That is, if you want to start a new life with higher energy people in it, then you must take much better care of yourself, okay?
Okay.
Right now they show me that you put yourself last, okay? And you are what we call an earth angel, all right, that you've tried to save all these people, particularly males. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what you need to do now is to realize that people have their own path to follow and that it's very important for self-preservation for you to start to take care of yourself and your children. And as you start to raise your energy and your vibration and call on the angels for help, that is what is going to lift you out of where you are. And I feel that you're going north somewhere. I don't know where, I don't know when, but they do show me a compass rose. And it's pointed true north here. So, but you, when you start to take care of yourself, okay, then you can give to others. You have been, you know, people have been taking advantage of you for a very long time. And now it's time for self-respect, they show me, and also nurturing of yourself in all that you do, okay, the way you think, the way you eat, the way you get fresh air and exercise, okay, open your windows, start to show the universe that you are ready to make a change, okay, and that change starts with you.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
I wish you the very best, honey. You can do it, okay?
Okay.
Call on your angels for a lot of strength. I see a lot of guardian angels around you. And like Mike said, you have people in the spirit world that are surrounding you as well. And I want you to know that worry, when you worry about stuff, it doesn't do anything but give you gray hair, okay? It's better to pray. And when you start to pray, you're going to start to change your life.
Okay.
Okay, perfect.
Do you see any money coming in anytime soon?
Well, I think that what you need to do is to start to look for opportunities, okay? And they show me some opportunities around you, like part-time work that you can get. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Is it working from home?
No, I don't see you working from home. I see you actually going out of the house. And I feel like, I almost feel like there's something for you in the cosmetic industry or the beauty industry or something like that.
Okay.
I feel like if you go towards personal care, that's going to help you in some way. It's going to elevate your energy. So you could start as, I feel like even, you know, a receptionist or someplace where you're going to help beautify the world in a different way than you have been, okay?
Okay. It's kind of hard me trying to get my life back together, and when you said, like, I just like to help other people, it is true. And so the girl I know that's about to have a baby, I have a feeling she's going to ask me to help her with her baby, like basically care for her child. And I don't know if that's the right thing to do either, you know? I mean, I don't mind. I want to say I don't mind, but, like, I don't.
You know, I'll tell you this quickly. There's something called self-preservation, okay? And you have to honor yourself first, because by honoring yourself, you honor God. And because we're all made in the likeness of that creator. And if you're not sure, that's your, you have to listen to your feelings, all right? That, you know, if that's something that you're not sure you should do, then maybe you should not. You don't want to do it out of obligation, okay? So don't be afraid to speak your truth. And, you know, if it doesn't feel right, then it's not right.
To me, it feels right, but to others, it doesn't feel right. They say they get a bad vibe on it.
You know, yeah. What I would say to you is, you know, instead of worrying about what others are saying, you know that you have a good heart inside yourself, okay? And, you know, when the chance or the opportunity comes, if your friend does ask you, then see what position that you're in at that time. You know, as I said, worrying about things of what's to come is not the answer, because, as Karen just said, quite rightfully, it's only going to make you grey, isn't it? You know, so let's take the worry from next month or next 2-3 months away from you. Let's start concentrating on the now and what's around us now and making it better for us, okay? Because that way we are moving forward. And as we move forward, the spirit world will move forward with us, okay? I know we need to move on. We need to go to the next caller. Elsie, thank you very much for listening, okay?
Thank you very much.
Please do download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM and listen over to it, because I know that there's more within that than you will ever realize, you know, right now. But you listen back over to it, and there's more information in there for you. And I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Karen, we are going to go to a piece of music now, Karen. I'm going to let you put your feet up for a few minutes. And I'm going to press this button, and let's hope that everyone can hear this. And let's have your feedback in the chat room.
Okey-doke.
Listen to the song here in my heart, a melody I start but can't conceive. Listen to the sound from deep within, it's only beginning to find relief. Oh, the time has come for my dreams to be heard. They will not be pushed aside and turned into your own, all 'cause you won't listen.
You may
What a beautiful song there, Karen, isn't it?
Oh, gorgeous. I just loved it.
You know, I asked for some feedback in the chat room, and, you know, everybody in the chat room said the same thing. What a wonderful song. You know, that was Beyonce singing Listen. You know, and I remember watching a film that Beyonce did, and she only done one film, and it was a film about how she became famous, called, I think it's called Dream Girl. I watched it with my niece because my niece was singing, and she sang that that song, Beyonce, Listen, at an event that I did here locally in Wales. And actually, you can go to YouTube and listen to her sing that. You know, the audio wasn't the best. It was recorded on a mobile phone. But, you know, you get the general picture, and there is a glimpse of me in the picture, which is even better. and you can go over to YouTube and just type into YouTube Mike Spirit 15, and you know, you'll see that there's only two clips being put up, and she sings that Beyonce Listen, and she sings another one, which is you know, I can't think of it off the top of my head. You know, I've got the tune of the song in my mind now, and nothing else. But, you know, go over to YouTube, Mike Spirit 15, and listen to Paige Way there sing that, which is absolutely fantastic. I've got it on CD here somewhere, and maybe one day I'll load it up into the system to let everybody listen to her sing that. She was only 14 at the time, and as you can imagine, in front of an audience.
Oh, that's so cool.
Oh, it was absolutely wonderful, you know, in front of an audience of, like, I think there was a few hundred people in the audience, and when she first started coming out with me, I took her to small spiritualist churches where she'd start singing in front of groups like the 20 and 15, and this was her first event she came along to with me, and she sang in front of a few hundred people, and it was absolutely amazing, it really was.
Oh, my God, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it was wonderful. But yeah, as I said, go over to YouTube. I've listened to Mike Spirit 15, and there's only two videos I've ever put up. So you never know. There may be a few more to come. Who knows?
I think there's lots more to come.
I think so, particularly when I'm out there in New Hampshire with you. Maybe I can envision June with a camcorder videoing lots of things that's going on. And you know, there is lots of videos of me working, which is wonderful. And maybe I should get them up on YouTube, which would be wonderful. And put them up on that Mike Spirit 15, that would be good. But Karen, I know that we're into the last 15 minutes of the show. It's, you know, time just goes so fast here, particularly once you open up the studio. You know, it seems to be as if 2 hours is like a flash and it's gone. But Karen, let's talk just briefly about your website,
www.newbeginningsthroughhealing.com.
So what can people expect to gain if they go there?
Well, they'll gain a greater understanding of what energy healing is. They'll understand that I work with the angels and how important that is. And they will also see that you know, what I have listed there, they may resonate with some of the description of things that energy healing can heal. I believe that everything can be healed energetically. That's my own personal belief.
Okay.
I think that if it can't be healed energetically, then the angels will definitely point you in the right direction to, you know, wherever you have to go, the right physician or the right healing center or the right alternative energy. You know, I try to listen to my divine guidance and become a clear channel for not just myself, but for everyone. And, you know, through the website, they will understand that there's a higher power at work here, that we're not alone on the planet, and that there are these wonderful etheric beings that are here to help us. And, you know, the angels can't help you. As I was taught by Dr. Doreen Virtue of, you know, angel therapy, The angels can't help you unless you ask, because all human beings are born with free will.
Of course.
And so they will come in during a life-threatening situation if it's not your time to pass. But other than that, you really have to ask for their help. And as soon as you do, you know, amazing, amazing things start to happen.
Wonderful. I know that we're going to be working together a bit more in the very near future.
Yeah.
Particularly when I come out and visit New Hampshire and New Wimbury, you said it is, isn't it?
Where I am?
Yes.
Newburyport.
Newburyport. I do apologize. But I know that we're going to be working more closely together, and particularly the build-up to that, because I know that it was only this morning the show went live that I'd done with you, the interview, the birth of Mike Davis Medium, I suppose, back 20 years ago. And people can find that if they go to, what's that website again there, Karen?
Okay. It is
NorthShore104.9. So it's www.NorthShore104.9.
Yes.
And that's where they'll be able to listen to that radio show that I've done with you.
Yes, we are. We actually have over 2 million listeners, and we go from just north of the Tobin Bridge in Boston up to Kittery, Maine. So, and we go out to what's called the Merrimack Valley. So we have quite a large area here on the North Shore of Massachusetts, and that's why it's called North Shore 104.9, North Shore being one word.
Perfect. Okay. And, you know, as I said in that interview there, if people want more information of where I'm going to be when I visit New Hampshire and the surrounding areas, simply email Mike Davis, USA, the number 2, at AOL.com, and you will be replied to as soon as possible. And bear with us, because I know that our friend Junie is working very hard behind the scenes on these dates, and I know that there's lots of these dates to come. They're going to be private venues, so they are going to be ticket only, and the only way to get tickets will be through an email, which will be Mike Davis, USA, the number 2, at AOL.com. So if you email that now, next week, sooner the better, I would say, Karen, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
And that's where they'll be able to get all the information of where I'm going to be in a place near yourselves and be doing some wonderful work, whether it be a demonstration of my mediumship, which is called a gallery in the USA, I know, or whether it be a one-to-one private consultation with me, because I know I will be offering private consultations to people as well. So if you've got a something you want to, or you want a communication, and you want to have like time with me, then you know, maybe that one-to-one communication or consultation rather would suit you better. But you know, we will also be offering teachings where I will be able to assist you into helping you to communicate or to connect with the spirit world. So, you know, again, that's another service we will be offering. Send the email, Mike Davis, USA, number 2, at AOL.com, and find out all the information of where, what, how, and what service is best provided to you. Because, you know, I know that the last time I was in the USA, I was in South Florida. I was traveling from Orlando down to South Florida and doing some venues on the way. Karen, as you can imagine, on the journey away, doing some venues there. What a wonderful experience I had, and what a wonderful place, I would say, that, you know, places I visited there in USA. And I'm really looking forward to the month of June, the beginning of June, when I'm going to be over there, say over there, I shouldn't say it like that, but when I'm going to be over in your wonderful, beautiful country. I'm doing some wonderful work for the spirit world. You know, I can't wait for that plane journey. Again, 8 hours.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to having you.
You know, it's the pleasure is going to be all mine, Karen. So tell me about your radio show again. Where can people listen to you?
I am, again, on North Shore 104.9, and my show is on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. every Sunday morning, and it also is called New Beginnings Through Healing. And I talk about all things spiritual. So Please tune in. And if you can't catch me on Sunday morning, you can listen to it on podcast on North Shore 104.9. Just click on the New Beginnings Through Healing show.
You know, maybe now is the right time, dear Karen, to maybe let a secret out, isn't it?
Sure.
Well, maybe not so much a secret, because it isn't going to be a secret, but I know lots of my listeners, love listening into the show, love calling into the show, and I know we've got, the call list is full, and I do apologize to everyone in the call list, because our time is just running out, and it's running out so fast. We may have time to go to one more. We don't know, because, there's something that we need to share with you, because the 5th, isn't it? It's the 5th of next month, isn't it, Karen?
Yes, it is the 5th, Sunday the 5th.
Sunday the 5th of April, which...
Oh, no, I take that back. It's Sunday the 5th of May, right?
Oh, it is. Monday. It is. I do apologize. May. It's May. You know, I got confused myself there, Karen. Really. Sunday the 5th of May, not only am I going to be doing... my regular slot on The Bridge FM, which is right here in the UK, at 6 p.m. I'll be doing my regular show right here, Mike Spirit FM, at 8 o'clock, and all of these are UK times, Karen. So 6 o'clock on The Bridge, 8 o'clock on Mike Spirit FM, and then, you ready for it? 4 a.m. in the morning, UK time, I will be, where will I be, Karen?
You will be on North Shore 104.9 on New Beginnings Through Healing. So we'll be doing readings together like we did today. How much fun was this?
You know, absolutely amazing. And the fun was, well, you know, absolutely bouncing. It really was. So I'm going to be on 10, let's go through that again. North Shore Carolina.
Nope, just North Shore Radio.
Okay, North Shore Radio.
104.9.
Perfect. And we will be doing readings. People will be calling in for readings. And we will offer that service to them on the 5th of May.
That's correct.
Perfect. Well, it's going to be the 6th for me, because it will be 4 a.m. in the morning. What time is it going to be at the Eastern time?
It will be 9:30 a.m.
9:30 a.m. Eastern time.
Standard time, yeah.
Okay, well... Okay, that's going to be absolutely perfect. I'm looking forward to that, because, you know, that's the date that we could get together on, because the next day is a bank holiday, and obviously one does need his beauty sleep.
I agree with that.
But, it's going to be a pleasure. And, Karen, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today. It's been, I've really enjoyed today's show. I really have, even though that we suffered some technical issues right at the beginning. Again, that was completely my fault. I normally do pull the studio apart, particularly when I'm doing a demonstration somewhere. I take bits from the studio to take to the live venues, because I got to connect all the speakers and the music up and technical stuff.
Yeah.
Then I normally come home and connect everything back together, ready for the studio to be right. But this time, I didn't get home until gone 1:30 a.m. in the morning, and I think I was just ready to collapse and go straight to bed. So that's what I did. And yes, it was such a jam-packed day, Karen, it really was. I didn't have time to do anything, and I thought to myself, I was on the bridge and thinking, I haven't connected the studio back up.
Oh, boy.
Exactly.
Well, like I called on Archangel Michael, as soon as I did it, he helped you fix it. So.
Well, that's the main thing. So long as it's fixed, that's all that matters, isn't it?
Yeah, so, just remember, you can always call on him for mechanical stuff. He's a genius.
Well, Karen, I'm going to lay you into another little secret. I'm not mechanical-minded in all these buttons and twisty things that I have in front of me. This is the co-owner of Mike Spirit FM. This is his department, to be truthful with you. My trade is a bricklayer. So when it comes to mixers and wires, I get a little lost, if I'm honest with you. But, I think I've done okay.
Yeah, I think you did too. That's great.
Okay, Karen, it's been an absolute pleasure. Again, it's www.newbeginningsthroughhealing.com.
That's correct.
On Facebook, it's New Beginnings Through Healing.
Right.
So that's simple. It's all the same. So it's all one word, isn't it? That new beginnings through healing. It's all one word.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so people can go over to that website now, tomorrow, as soon as they want, and find out that all the information that they want there, all about that. And I'm probably what's next to come, isn't it?
Oh, yes. You know, this has just been great today. I loved how, you know, the energy just dovetailed off of each other and things flowed so beautifully. So that's what happens when you call on spirit to help.
Most definitely. Well, I know that it's time for us to end our show. You know, if people want to come to my website, it's www.mikedavismedium.com. Come over to my Facebook pages. There is two, Mike Davis Medium, and again, the other one is Mike Davis Medium. Come and like us on Facebook, mikespirit.fm. Come and just send us a like, get all the information of where our tours are for the my tours. The tours for the radio station, because, you know, Karen, next month, the radio station will be live in Norway on the Mike Spirit FM Norwegian tour. Isn't that wonderful?
That's amazing. And I do understand that the Queen of Norway is very much into angels. I saw that on Facebook.
You know, so you are right, but it's not the Queen of Norway. It's the Princess of Norway.
Oh, So I apologize.
You are half right. It's the Princess of Norway. And, hey, you never know. So let's say for me and from you, Karen, it's good night, good day,
right,
wherever you are.
All right.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.